Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me? Great. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Jack?
I'm at work.
You are working.
You
Okay.
know what I mean?
Would I be able to call
Yeah,
you
I'm
later
trying to.
today?
Yeah.
Okay. What would be a good time to reach out to you? That way we can go ahead and, of course,
Oh.
go ahead.
Yeah, what is today? What is today's date?
Today's date is the 13th of September.
Today's the 13th. Yeah, I was supposed to get back with y'all. I haven't got one response from any of your advertisement adventures. I've been really hoping for the best with this thing, but so far, not so much as one response from any of your efforts. I don't understand if you can do all this stuff and I'm found nowhere on the internet. I don't get it.
Yes, I'm seeing
You
that your
know?
Google. I completely understand exactly what you mean, right? That's actually the last time we spoke. We actually agreed that you would call in, but I noticed you didn't call, so I wanted to make sure to speak to you, right, before your bill, right? I definitely want to avoid that. That's the whole reason why I want to talk to you, because I do feel like we can definitely make it work, but we do need your help in some of the actual cases. So what I could do is make sure to avoid this month's payment, right? Absolutely at no cost, right? But I would need to speak to you. Maybe if we can call, I don't know if you want me to call you in 2 hours, perhaps, right? Three
No, we
hours.
can talk right now. I mean, what do you need
Okay,
me to do?
that's even better. So as I mentioned, I'm gonna give you that free month, right? Based on the conversation we had the last time we spoke. So you will not be charged tomorrow, okay? The next billing date will be on the 14th of October if you decide to continue, of course.
No,
Now,
I
I
want to
will go ahead.
continue. I'm just hoping. I just can't, you know, I've asked other friends and everything else and I tell them, you know, I'm advertised here and there and they can't even find me on the internet. And you got me advertised supposedly all over the place. I mean, if a random person can't even look me up on the internet, unless I tell them my name, of course I tell them my web page, you know, and if I tell somebody, they can find it. But otherwise, as far as advertisement, which that's supposed to be your job, no one's responding. I don't get it. You
Oh,
know,
yes, you're absolutely right.
the odds of total saturation of if you're really advertising my company, I would at least have a phone call from somebody, you know, and I have not received one person call my number in relation to an advertisement. You know, all the work I have is work that I've had my repeat old customers that I've known for the last 5 or 6 years, and as far as a new customer calling, said they seen me on the internet somewhere, that has not happened, not as of yet, not one person. And you know, we got rid of that crazy phone number,
Car
to
tracking number.
the car tracking number and all that. And I had one little deal pop up on my phone. And I tried to call, said I had a phone call, a message on that phone number, and I called it and never could get a hold of the person, whoever it was, because it was probably some bull crap. But you know, that whole thing of having a go between in between my phone number, that's not good. I want my phone number on all aspects of Google. I had to go in there and change my phone number listing myself on my Facebook account. You had that 0433 number on there. You know, it's just not working. I mean, the Facebook app, I haven't got hardly nobody sees it. I don't know what makes a person see my Facebook page or my web page or whatever, but whatever you
See,
guys are doing.
that would be the next thing that I want to go over with you, right? Would be to make sure that everything that we're using is correct. For example, the keywords. The keywords are very important because, of course, the client doesn't know the name, or the potential customer won't know the business name, your business name, right? So they're gonna use small keywords like maybe general contractor,
yeah.
or even better, electrician,
yeah.
for example, right?
Yeah.
So we would need
yeah.
to make sure that
Dex patio enclosures. I want that to be a keyword, you know. You know,
perfect.
Home improvement, you know,
home improvement
stuff that people,
definitely.
Yeah, that's what I do. I do a lot of remodels, kitchen bath remodels, decks, patio enclosures. Those are the key words I want a response from, you know.
Yes, I actually do see those keywords here. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a copy of your keywords, right? That way you can make sure that they're correct, right? As of right now, they're all good. But in the future, remember that you can add more. That could definitely give the clients more options to search for you.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much what I do. Kitchen and bath, custom tile work. If that's not on there, I want to put that. I do more tile work than anybody. I do tile kitchen floors and bathrooms completely in custom tile work. I'm really well known for that.
I apologize
mm-hmm.
for interrupting, but I really like that keyword you want to use. So it could
yeah.
be like custom tile work would be best. Is that correct? And we could also
yeah.
use maybe tile repair, tile installation,
yeah.
for example, right?
Yeah, custom tile installation, kitchen and bath. You know, I do a lot of tile work. I got the best tile guys in town. You know, we got all the resources and the capability through Lowe's and everything else. So we do a lot of, I found more customers walking around in. I go in there so much buying accessories to put tile work in that I've gained several customers, just people in there looking to have tile and then didn't know what to do. And I give them my business card and I go do the job for them. You know, but still, I need to get my name out there. And we've come up with some kind of idea to where people can respond and call my telephone. You know, that's what I need from you, you know?
Yes, of course. I definitely understand. And that's why I wanted to make sure that I call you before we move
forward,
right? Because it's only fair.
You're moving forward is what you're not telling me. You're moving forward with me, but you're also moving forward with 10,000 other people that's got the same thing. And you're not being partial to just me. I can't be at the top of the list. You know, I've already talked to all these fishers that call here, and they told me how it works. And all the open web pages and stuff, they all require a fee. And for your name to be at the top of the list, you got to pay a bunch of crap money. And, you know, that's why I'm lost in a sea of fishes. You know, because you're not
the
able.
That they're giving you fall information. You wouldn't be able to pay for the actual top spot on Google Maps. It's impossible. The way Google does it is by activity. Now you might be referring to Google Ads. That does place you on top of the list, right? But it places you next to your competitors. So it's not really putting you at number one. So honestly, they're kind of misleading you by telling you by paying more.
Yeah.
How can we get let me explain how we can make you rank better, right? Because it definitely is important. The way that Google depends or makes the actual Google Map, right, the ranking, is by the activity that's shown on the Google Business Profile. So for that reason, it's one of the reasons that I brought up the photos, right? Because that shows activity. For example, adding at least one photo a week will show activity and it will help you move up on Google Maps. And this is on all the locations that we have you listed, right? That would be one way. The other way would be for me to create a post for you weekly. That will help with your ranking. Now, the photos, unfortunately, right? You can say, unfortunately, we would have to depend on you, right? We can't use stock photos. So I can make it easy for you. Send the photos in by text to this number, or you can even download them on through your client dashboard. But I believe it would be easiest to do it by text, right? So please, if you if you have the opportunity, maybe later today, send in maybe two or three photos. And if we could keep trying to do that weekly, believe me, you'll see a big difference. On my end, we're gonna be more aggressive on creating posts. And as soon as you start to, as soon as you start seeing those reviews, right? As soon as you see the reviews coming in, which you will, we're gonna make sure that you respond to them. That's another way to show activity. And those are the three main things Google is looking for. They don't want more money. They want to make sure it's a legitimate business and that you're keeping up to date. Because there's other companies that have more reviews and, you know, unfortunately they're still not being found. So I'm going to get to that right away. I'm going to have everything optimized. And, of course, I'm just going to take from those photos from you. Now, just to cover your billing, you will not be charged as well. I'll set a follow-up in about 2 weeks. That way we can see that we're receiving the photos, and we'll even go over anything else if needed, okay?
Yeah, just remind me if you need photos, I can send you any you want, because I got a ton on my phone, and I'm going to, as soon as we hang up here, I'll send you, you know, 8 or 10 new ones, okay?
I would recommend send about 8 or 10, and then weekly after that, send in one here and there. But try to do it at least once a week, and you'll see how fast it's going to move up. For now, I'm definitely going to make some changes on our end, okay?
All right, buddy. Thank you. Call me back.
No.
I'll send you the pictures. All right. Thank you.
Perfect. No, I appreciate your patience, Jack. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, buddy.
Bye.